Alright, let's talk about one of the most important basics of reading Quran, which is Mad. It is probably the most common rule that you'll see and use in the Holy Quran. In fact, you will see this sign of Mad well over 5,600 times while reading the Quran, plus the Mad that doesn't require the sign. So you really have to know how to deal with this sign if you want to recite the Quran properly. And before we get started, there is one important concept that we need to understand, and that is harakat. Harakat is the measurement unit for Mad, which helps you to know how long you should lengthen the letter. 2 harakat equals about 1 second, give or take. And since you're not going to keep a stopwatch while reading Quran, you will use your hand to count harakat while reading. And I'll use this to show you how you can count harakat with your hand. Now let's get started. Basically, there are 3 letters that can be used with Mad, or they can be lengthened. They are Alif, Waw, and Ya. These are the long vowels in Arabic. And if you want to get a little bit deeper about these 3 letters, check that video about the characteristics of long vowels. There are 2 main types of Mad: natural Mad and secondary Mad. Let's start with natural Mad. It is called natural because lengthening the letter is part of the characteristic of the letter itself. It is what makes Alif different from Fatha. So we say Kataba and Kitab. Now here, in the second word, there is the natural Mad because there is an Alif in the word. So it is part of the letter Alif that it has a natural Mad. So when do we use the natural Mad in the Quran then? First, if you see any of the 3 letters of the long vowels that don't have anything on top or under it, and if you see one of them, you will extend or lengthen the letter by 2 harakat. So that is about 1 second. For example, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٌ. You will also do the natural Mad when you see any of these 3 signs. These 3 signs represent either of the 3 long vowels, Alif, Waw, and Ya, like in these examples. كِتَابٌ فُصِّلَتْ فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَةِ. Notice, if this Mad comes at the end of the word, we only do the lengthening if we continue reading. Stopping at these words means no Mad. For example, فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ. So here we didn't say min ahlihi because we didn't continue. We stopped. If you stop at the word, you will just say hakamam min ahlih. Same thing with the second example, falyad'u nadiyah. We stopped here, so we didn't pronounce the waw that we see in front of us. So eventually you should hear and identify the difference between no natural mad and mad, like in these examples. لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغَ هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ. And these. وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَئِكَ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ. And these examples. وَيَخْشَى اللَّهِ سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. The secondary Mad. And since not all Mad is natural, this sign was added to signify the presence of Mad as well. Originally, this sign was written like that, which spells the word Mad, which of course means lengthen. And gradually, it took its shape to what we see today in the Quran. And here you have 2 options. The first option is the easy option. It is only recommended for beginners and those who try and read the Quran for the first time. And it is that every time you see this sign, you'll perform a 4 harakat med. Wherever it is, however many they are, you always give it 4 harakat. Like in this example.
لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم.
So, in this example, we have actually many different types of med, but we dealt with them all the same way. So we extended all of them as 4 harakat. So if you're a beginner, you could just end the lesson here, and this much information should get you going. But if you want to read the Quran better, like it was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, then keep watching. The second option is the real option. Basically, secondary med is a long vowel, so alif, waw, or ya, followed by a hamza. If that long vowel and the hamza are found in the same word, we call it a connected med, med mutasil. And this med gets 5 harakat, like this.
أنزل من السماء ماء يتربصن بأنفسهن 3 قروء فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه.
And this type of med is a must. You cannot skip it. But if the long vowel and hamza are not in the same word, we call it a disconnected med, med munfasil. And this med gets 4 harakat, like in this example.
وَأَقْوَمُ لِلشَّهَادَةِ وَأَدْنَى أَلَّا تَرْتَابُوا إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً.
Now, as you can see in this example, the word أَدْنَى ends with alif because there is this small alif, and the next word starts with hamza, أَلَّا. The following word, tartabu, ends with waw, which is a long vowel. And of course, if you watched my previous video, you will understand that the alif at the end of tartabu is not there because it has this sign above it. So the next letter that you will see is hamza, and that is the first letter of illa. And illa ends with alif, and the first following letter in the next word is hamza in the word anna. So that's why all of these are disconnected. Another example involving the ya.
قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ.
Now, this type of med is optional, so you could just ignore it if you want. Now, these words seem like they have connected med, so med within the same word. But they are not. They are actually disconnected med. And I'll explain how this actually works. In the first example, now of course it seems that the med in ya ayyuha looks like it is in the same word, but actually it is not. This is actually one word, but it is made up of 2 separate words. It is made up of ya, which is a separate word, and is followed by ayyuha, which is another separate word. So that is why ya ayyuha, and this is actually repeated in the Quran so many times, all of them are disconnected med. So you have the option to say
ya ayyuha alladhina amanu,
or you could just ignore it and say
ya ayyuha alladhina amanu.
Another example that seems like connected but it is disconnected is the word haula. It is actually a very common word in the Quran as well. The first alif in ha'ula is actually disconnected from the rest of the word. Again, ha'ula is made up of 2 words.
هؤلاء.
So you can read this ayah in two ways.
مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء.
Or you could just simply ignore the disconnected mad and read the ayah like this.
مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء.
Another example is ها أنتم. Again, it looks like it is one word, but it is actually two separate words. So you should extend here four harakat if you want to extend, or you could ignore it. So you read it like that.
ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم.
Or ignoring it by reading
ها أنتم.
Another example is
يا آدم.
And again, it is the same thing. Ya is a separate word, so we're going to deal with it the same way we dealt with this first example. The last example here in this case is when a word ends with an alif that has this small circle above it, which means that this alif doesn't exist. So this mad is not within the same word. So in this example, الَّذِينَ قَالُوا, it is a disconnected mad. So you can read
الذين قالوا إن الله,
or you could just ignore it and say
الذين قالوا إن الله.
One last thing. If the long vowel was followed by a doubled sound, so a sound with shadda that has sukun on it, you'll extend it six harakat. This is the longest you will ever extend a letter. Like in Al-Fatiha, when we read
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين,
and
والصافات صفا,
and
الحاقة.
So in a nutshell, med is natural if you see any of the long vowels that don't have anything on top or under it, or the signs that represent the long vowels. And the secondary med is either disconnected, so you give it four harakat, which is optional, connected, so you give it five harakat, which is mandatory, and med lazim, which is six harakat, which we just explained at the end. And towards the end of the lesson, I have to say a disclaimer, because this isn't everything that there is about med. This is actually a very big and extended topic. And I chose the most important points that can get you going and be able to read 95% of the Quran without any problems, inshallah. But there are so many types of med that I chose not to discuss in this video, and maybe in future videos I will discuss all nine of them in greater detail. Thanks for watching, and if you liked the video that you've seen, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it, and please subscribe to my channel to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.